Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le soifu, Malelangi mama, Kia orana, Malo elelei, Fakalofa lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele mele puka, Mau, Mai teama, E momo lava viki, pe te tato tamana i talangi motana tauhinga, Manahaka manuyanga, Mugi tato uma. Mo te ola ma te malohe ku maue ki tātou, tau ka tino ina tātou tamohaina bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mālo ni mahanga he tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia, ma East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngālui mālohi ma te tautō mō tātou kāinga pahe huka I Aotearoa, New Hila. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pasifika families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pasifika people and for those who are serving our Pasifika population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mālo ni, te ama.
Mālo ni, te ama. Especially this week is to celebrate the Cook Islands Language Week. But before we continue with our program, as we normally do, we would like to acknowledge our Heavenly Father's presence with us here this morning, right here in this studio. So I'm going to invite our guest speaker this morning to open our program with the word of prayer, Lorenzo Caesaro.
Tatu talu, let us pray. Let's wear my talk to mama to the fat for yatu lovi ingarin itayao. It all of Maloanga lay or macho will be a mile in a year's folk. The born bow, some more lau fanao, sao macho vala vala foi. A wa macho fat tassin a loy for an a folly. Fat for yatu I lovi inga. Let's wear my talk to ma. Our macho tell Talanoa. Malitina ya fale elenga cha foilea ole ufenga luenga inisio mata upu ina ya fa pena una fisoswani ina yomato utangata ile fale leia ole soifua manolo ina tatalo ilo umana ina ya fa pena una momoli atu ole fe au ina ya sao ito tono fina ngalo maloto ma yomato fa unga ina itusa malo fina ngalo. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we acknowledge your presence. We thank you for your love and for bringing us together safely in this studio. We ask for your anointing and we ask for your Holy Spirit to deliver the message that we will be discussing in this studio to our people out there. And we give you thanks and glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, our CD has decided not to work, but that's fine, it's okay. We'll make sure we get it work for the next track. So we're going to get straight into our program this morning. It is an honor and a privilege for me to introduce to you our handsome, and I mean not only that, but he looks fit, Lorenzo Caesaro, who is the community liaison manager at Tamaki House Botany, Auckland. Kia ora again. So I'd like to introduce to you the theme for this week, Cook Island language, and it says Takurama te autoi ora te reo. My torch, your ads, the language lives. So we encourage you to, actually there are activities, is that right, Lorenzo? That are going around in South Auckland, if not Auckland, wide with the Cook Island Language Week to celebrate together, eh?
Absolutely. Nationally, there's a lot of activities to celebrate the beauty of the Cook Island Language Week this week until Saturday. I know in South Auckland there's events at Te Puke Hall, Te Puke Otara Hall, starting from yesterday until Saturday. But for a national event, I encourage our people to go on to the Ministry of Pacific Island People's website, and there's a list of events and celebrations of our Cook Island Language Week.
So, like I said, our handsome speaker this morning is Samoan, but can you tell us exactly how that language pronounced for this week? How do you say it in Cook Islands? Takurama?
How do we say the theme for this week is Takurama ta autoi ora te reo.
Ora te reo. You sound better than me, so there is a song, isn't it?
I think I have some Cook Island blood in me.
Oh, you do?
Okay. I think so.
Okay, that song, like Turo, can you like sing it or?
Ora te reo. When I look at the theme, the word that I would like to highlight from the theme is ora. It means life. And ora in Samoan. So it relates to the program that we are going to discuss this morning.
Yes.
About
yes.
the health and well-being of our people.
Right.
So for some reason, I don't really understand what takurama, ta'autoi, ora te reo. Mm. But when I see ora, it says something about health and well-being.
Actually, as you're saying it, I'm thinking takurama, which means, you know, in Samoa we have le lama
yes,
point,
yes.
le if amu, if,
yes.
so you can see your way, and to'oi, I think it's about la tatoi. I have a bit more.
So those are the tools that you need to sort of like make your language alive.
Alive. Yes.
Am I right?
That's right. Yes, exactly right. So, Turo. And you know what?
Leaves.
Yeah, as you were talking, our CD is actually working.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go. So while this music is on, would you like to shout out to your staff or to your manager who are listening in?
Yes, I would like to shout out to Mark Villa, the CEO of Total Healthcare PHO, and also Ranjana Patel, County Patel, the proud owners of Tamaki Health, local doctors, and also our staff at the head office on Ormiston Road. Not forgetting the awesome job that our doctors and our all our staff at our 45 clinics out there, you guys are all for awesome.
All for awesome. Okay. Cook Island Week. Language. The theme of the week is Takurama, Te Autoi, Ora Te Reo. My torch, your ads, the language lives. Wow.
That's a powerful theme for this year.
It is, especially when you explain that like it's about life and you need the tools, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And we continue on. Not only I have said earlier on that Lorenzo is a handsome guy, I want to ask him, he's also fit. What do you do and what time do you find to actually go out and do exercise? And what do you do? Can you tell us, please?
I do more healthy eating than exercising.
Okay.
To be honest, now that I have a little one, a 7-month-old baby at home, I find it really hard to have some time to train, mm-hmm. but I've learned to cut down on my eating
right.
and eat healthier. Mm-hmm. And when I do find time to go training, I do train once a week,
yes.
but I'm focusing on healthy eating more now.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So that way, do you follow
that little portion?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I do follow that plate, the healthy plate of, that meat about the same size of my fist mm-hmm. and my galo or my taro or my potato, yeah. my rice, about the same. But more green salad mm-hmm. now.
Oh, wow.
Does it show?
Yes, it is. That's what I'm saying. I wish they can see. Maybe next time we'll be able to go on TV. So you
absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm happy to do some cooking demonstration on TV or whatever.
Nutrition. Yes. Nice. Okay. So at this time, we're going to be serious now.
Serious talk now.
Yeah. Lorenzo Caesara is the new community liaison manager. Lorenzo Caesara is a big fan of Tamaki Health's goal to provide services that are better for all. The people-centered mahi of the community liaison manager plays a vital role in helping break down barriers to improve access to healthcare. Lorenzo started work at Tamaki Health in May. Following the departure of Joseph Liava'a, he has worked in health promotion at Counties Manukau Health and Auckland District Health Board. His previous role was with Counties Manukau as a Pacific Community Coordinator for the Bowel Screening Program. Lorenzo was born in Samoa and moved to Auckland as a youngster, living in West and South Auckland. His career in public health began when his beautiful wife, Mary Naite, who was studying health science, urged him to consider this as a rewarding job. Lorenzo loves Tamaki Health, Better for All goal because it is so inclusive. Our community is from different cultures and backgrounds, so our services need to be better for all. Lorenzo's goal is to help improve healthcare for everyone by reducing health inequalities and breaking down barriers to accessing care. His job allows him to serve our wider community and improve health outcomes by working in collaboration with the community and other agencies. Lorenzo is particularly keen to see how we can help our lower socioeconomic communities. So, you're tuning in to Planet FM 104.6, Te Ama Pacifica Health. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you, Lorenzo, thank you so much for making your time available for to be here with us this morning. How was your trip here? Because
I was fine. I've got my colleague here with me, and we had a really good ride here talking about what can we do to improve our people's health,
yes.
and also what can be done better.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a really good journey from Istamaki mm-hmm. to.
Yes.
Auckland Central. I don't usually come out this way, but it's good to be here.
Well, it's because of the work that you do, that you do want to see, and you're making a difference.
Absolutely.
And our listeners, they're actually beautiful listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy to have you because we were looking forward to having you last week, but now you are here this week.
Yeah, yes.
We thank God that everything went well and that you are back in the studio right now. And you're going to be hearing often now, from now on, of Lorenzo talking, bringing to you.
I'll try to.
Yeah. And so, please, Lorenzo, I realize that there are some changes with regards to Tamaki Healthcare. Can you please explain and tell us, our listeners, exactly what would be that?
Yes. Our people or our patients have known this company for a very long time as Istamaki Healthcare. And as of April this year, we've had a name change. So a change of our name from Istamaki Healthcare to Tamaki Health, supporting local doctors' clinics and White Cross clinics. So
when you look at the local doctor, the term local doctors, it's more inclusive and it sort of like relates to any ethnic group. So as of April this year, we've gone from known as Tamaki Healthcare to Tamaki Health supporting local doctors in White Cross.
So you've only been there since May, and already you sounds like you've been there a very long time. So,
although I've only been there since May, I've been out in the community for a very long time, same as you, Fale. So Tamaki Healthcare is a well-known organisation in terms of a local health provider. So when I, started with Tamaki Healthcare Local Doctors, the organization was not new to me.
Mm. Correct. And I thank God for the support of your wife that really got you into this line of work, yeah?
That message from her started my journey in the health sector back in 2010 was when she advised me to pursue a career in the health sector. And I thought, oh, why not? At the time, finally, I was working for Immigration New Zealand.
Yes.
As an immigration officer with a pile of applications on the desk and a lot of phone calls and inquiries from our people. And I thought, oh, I can be out there doing something to support and help our people more than being in the office, at my desk doing all this immigration applications, and I thought, okay. But then everything started from there, just found in place from there. And God gave me a job with Mangere Health, and that's where I first met you, met Joseph, met all our friends in the health sector, in the health promotion sector. And yeah, so back in 2012, that's when my career kicked off.
Yes.
In health promotion.
And I remember those times when we go out like with the like-minds.
That's right.
And we will have our display
next
together.
Yes.
And we talked, and ever since then.
Yeah.
Because we love serving the people, as Pacific Island people. We love to see that we together we make the difference, right? And we still, so you can see we're quite passionate about what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And especially this one, because he's a lot younger than me. I don't look that old, do I? No, So the passion is there to help our people. Especially he started off with changing the way he eats, and I tried also to maintain well-being in every ways, mentally, emotionally.
Finally, I remember those times when we first started bringing health promotion back into counties in South Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
We actually went out there doing community events, health promotion events for our people to come to. So rather than our people going to services, we go out to the people, to where the people were.
Mm.
And I remember you making me do your job back then, promoting like-minds and like-minds. But it was a very enjoyable time, with our colleagues, Joseph, George Vea, Taifa Longo, Brenda Lithia. I can name 100 of our fellow health promoters.
Yes.
So and now I find myself in Tamaki Healthcare, and I'm doing the same thing.
Yes, and that's exactly what you love doing, is allowing you to serve the wider community and improve health outcomes, by working together, just as you have said. And people that we've worked together in the past, like other agencies, we are trying to bring them back together again.
Absolutely.
Collaboration
and also providing better services for all.
Yeah.
And that's our motto or our vision, our goal, Tamaki Health and Local Doctors' goal is to provide not only the best but better health services for all, which is why we have numerous of services that we offer to serve.
Mm.
I really like this term "serve," Fale, because that's the backbone of our of what we do, of our service.
Yeah.
We serve people. And there's also a phrase in Samoan culture that goes, the pathway to leadership or to blessings is through your service. So what you serve your people now, and your kids or your whānau will be serving you in the future.
Yes, serving You remind me of what it says in the Bible, that Jesus came to serve.
Absolutely.
And we can't get away from that, right? We're brought up by our parents, grandparents, God first.
Amen. I say amen to that, Fali.
Amen, because that's how we connect.
Absolutely. And when you think about, you know, putting God first, and you don't actually do it like to God physically, but you do it to other people.
That's it.
Do it to God through His people.
Yes.
So, which is, that's the motivation for me every day going to work, is I want to serve God, putting God first, working for His people, through His people.
Yes.
So when I do something good to someone or to my brother and sister, I feel good because I know I've done something good to God too.
Yes, because God's business is about people, isn't it?
People, that's right.
And there's a Maori saying, what is the greatest thing in this world? He tangata.
Tangata, the people. That's right. And that's the most common thing that all these services and all these organizations have, is the people.
Amen.
And without the people, we can't deliver these services.
No. It is the people.
That's the beauty of the work that we do, finally.
Yes. It's about serving our people. And you are in the right place, you know, as a community liaison manager, that you can actually get out there and walk the talk.
Yeah. I rock other organizations as well. You know, I got a friend, Harry Aunga from WaterSafe.
Yes.
Met up with him last weekend, and I also want to put out his workshops and programs out in South Auckland.
Yeah.
With the collaboration of Tamaki Health.
Yes.
So my role as a community liaison manager is to liaise and engage and make that connection between not only Tamaki Health local doctors, but make that connection between other organisations such as WaterSafe, Arthritis New Zealand, South Seas Healthcare, Cancer Society, you name it. You know, there's a whole lot of organisations out there that provides all these awesome services that our people need to be aware of.
Yeah.
And so my job is not only, you know, promoting our services, but also making that connection between other organisations and our people.
Yeah, because you also said, as we were talk earlier on, that you're particularly keen to see how we can help our low socioeconomic communities. Sometimes, you know, the grassroots, we really, you know, they miss out, put it that way. And this is where we're at, right? You
Absolutely.
And me, this is where we're at.
That's right, Fali. You know, we try and design our services to cater for that population's needs, and that's the beauty of Tamaki Health's vision. Our vision is to better services for all, work as one, strive for a better tomorrow, and be available. You know, be available, and take care of each other for the better good. And so we, as an organization or as a PHO, we provide that. You know, we walk the talk. Whatever we put out there, the message that we put out there, we deliver that. You know, we have 24/7 services. We have urgent care clinics out in South Auckland.
Yes.
Isn't that great for our people out there? Instead of going to Middlemore Hospital emergency department, we've got urgent care clinics out in South Auckland now.
Yes, you know, at the introduction of our program by the program director, Mele Melepuka, he says that you are one of the largest health organizations. Is that in Auckland or Auckland?
Tamaki Health nationally in New Zealand is the largest independent primary healthcare group. In County Manuka or South Auckland, we are the largest healthcare provider in South Auckland. We service about 80,000 Pacific patients in Auckland region and about 55,000 Pacific patients in South Auckland. So we are the largest health provider that services Pacific, not only in County Manuka, but also in Auckland region.
Yes, Lorenzo, I know that we have more questions for you, but we're going to go for another track right now. And stay with us, our beautiful listeners. We'll be right back.
Meitaki.
And you have been listening to Lorenzo Kaiser. Our community liaison manager is Tamaki House. Kia ora na. Welcome back to my beautiful listeners. The theme of this week in the Cook Island language is Takurama Tautoi Ora Te Reo. My torch, your ads, the language leaves. So, kia ora na again, pe e koe, and tato katoa toi te aromata o tō tato metua mesia ko yestu keriso. And so, you have been listening to Handsome Lorenzo Kaisara, Community Liaison Manager at Tamaki House, which is based at Botany, Auckland. And thank you so much, you know, for our listeners tuning in. I know that some of you are sitting at your desk and your boss thinks that you're doing some work, but you're good. You've got your earphones on. That's good on you, yeah, because you've been doing that every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, keep doing it. And so here we go again. Lorenzo, I'll give it over to you now that because, you know, I'm looking at the time. You're having so much fun. Mm-hmm. So would you like to let your listeners know that, again, you have taken a new role in providing services for our people and for all people, really. Yes.
A fale shout-out to all my Cook Island friends out there. I mentioned in the past that Tamaki Healthcare has had a name change. So we've still got clinics that are still using Tamaki Healthcare as a trading name, but the clinics will be, you know, will be changed soon. And some of our clinics out there, for example, the one in Otara, has been changed from Tamaki Healthcare to Local Doctors. So Local Doctors, that's the name for our clinics, and Tamaki Health is the name of the mainstream organization or the head office. Our PHO is Total Healthcare. Total Healthcare PHO, and it's headed by the lovely Mark Villa, awesome CEO. Now, Local Doctors, we provide quality, easy-to-access healthcare and affordable services through our large clinic network. And when I say clinic network, that covers all Local Doctors clinics and White Cross clinics. You know, we have experience. Multi-ethnic staff lead the way in patient service towards wellness and well-being with a focus on preventive healthcare. You know, encourage our listeners that you can trust our friendly staff to work with compassion and listen to your needs. So if you have any questions, you can ask receptionists, you can ask our nurses, you can ask our doctors, anyone from Local Doctors. Or if you have any question and you don't want to go to a clinic, call our call center, and our lovely, you know, call center reps would be very happy to answer any queries about our services. Saying we have, you know, trained staff that can work together as a team to offer very high quality medical care. Now, like I said in the past, Fale, we serve about 80,000 Pacific patients in Auckland and about 55,000 Pacific patients in South Auckland. And we also have community or social services. We've got a maternity and pregnancy service. So if you are pregnant, or if one of your whānau or your family members is pregnant and you're registered with Tamaki Health Local Doctors, make sure you mention it to your doctor or your nurse, and you're under 22. We've got a lovely service for you. We've just started a pregnancy and maternity services where we can help you with more education on how to look after your baby and how to look after your pregnancy. That's the most important part of becoming a mother, is to look after your pregnancy. So talk to our lovely maternity services coordinator, and she will be able to do some, you know, to put some support in place for you. We also have a mental health service. We are not using that term mental health anymore, Fale, at Tamaki Health Local Doctors. We called this service wellness support.
I see.
Wellness support for anybody who experienced some sort of mental health issue or a disability. We have that awesome service led by some of the best psychologists, counselors, and social workers in Auckland. And at our clinics, we have, we do sexual health, vaccinations, wild child visits. Very important, wild child visits, Fale.
Yes.
If you have any tamariki, any infants, kids, get their immunization done. You know, very important for our moms to look after our tamariki.
Yes.
You know, take your kid to not any GP. Go to your GP or go to Tamaki Health local doctors and make sure you get your kids immunized.
Yes. So awesome. Thank you so much for all the information in notifying us. So we're picking up that one thing is the new change of the name from Tamaki Healthcare to local doctors. And also you've changed the names from mental health
To wellness
support. And the other thing that I picked up is the PHO, because I haven't heard that one before with regards, we just go doctors.
Yes. That's a good question, because our PHO, we're not putting the PHO out there.
Right.
You know, the PHO is not really important in terms of, you know, promotion. And our PHO is very, very humble, you know. They are working from behind the scene. Let's put it that way.
Right.
So PHO is working behind the scene. And what's important is the service that we offer, our clinics and our social services. So, yes, PHO is called Total Healthcare.
Yes.
The head office or the management is now called Tamaki Health.
Yeah.
That's where I'm based. And our clinics up there in the community are called Local Doctors and White Cross. And they are the ones that, you know, provide and deliver all these services. So they are more important.
More important, right. And so if someone was to wanting to see a doctor with regards to that service of PHO, rather than just going to clinics, you know, for local doctors, would they receive that information?
Absolutely. They would absolutely receive any information about our PHO or about, you know, our management or our head office or even local doctors. You know, local doctors, they know about, you know, the head office and the PHO and the services that we offer.
Yes.
So if anyone wants to go to see a doctor and have any queries or any questions about our other services, I'm sure our doctors will be very happy to assist them from there.
And just for the sake of some of our listeners, what is PHO stands for?
Primary Health Organization.
There you go. See, understand, we learn something every day, something new. For some of us, you know, they're out there, they do not understand the terminology.
Absolutely.
We used to say PHO and other things, you know, shortening. But repeat it again, please.
Primary Health Organization.
Primary Health Organization. Well, that is so good. We've learned something new today for some of us. And, of course, the other one is wellness support. I really like that.
Yes, so there was some sort of, discussion around that. And, you know, let's move away from that term mental health. We don't want to label out people. Because when you say, oh, we've got a mental health service, it means that you've put a label on someone else, someone that's experiencing some sort of mental health issues. But, Tamaki Health and our PHO, they've come, they come up with this term and they decided to call this awesome service wellness, because it is about becoming well, from unwell to becoming well.
Yeah, I really like that, because, you know, if not all of us do experience.
That's right.
We actually do experience what? Anxiety,
depression,
so what are they? You feel sad, you get angry, everybody do that. But it's nice to be able to, because, rather than, like you say, labeling, you know, those who are struggling through, they need wellness support, and that means all of us.
Yeah, it's also about, holistic, providing a holistic approach. So not just about, this sickness or this health issue, but it's about providing everything, holistic, being holistic.
Lorenzo, it's really, really good to know that you are there, someone that can really come out like you say, we go to the people.
Mm.
The people don't know who to go to. Some of them are still having that problem, and they don't know who to talk to. They don't know where to go.
Absolutely. I think it's the fear of, you know, finding out. Some people, they fear to find out what they have, you know, what the condition that they have.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, I do interpreting as well, and some people don't want to know the result of their blood test in case they have, you know, either cancer or diabetes. It's that fear. And there are barriers that our people experience.
Mm-hmm.
Another barrier is language, you know.
Yeah.
English is not our first language.
No.
And hard to find any Pacific doctors out there.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's another barrier that stops our people from going to see their doctors.
Yeah.
Also, transport is another. Mm. Now I mentioned transport.
Yeah.
We've got a clinical family navigators team. Now, for my patients, for Tamaki Health local doctors, White Cross patients out there,
mm-hmm.
if you do not have transport, please get a hold of Tamaki Healthcare local doctors, because our clinical family navigators, they can come and take you to your appointment.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
That is great. Awesome.
That's awesome. You know, when I get sick one day and I'll call CFN or clinical family navigator and say, hey, can you come pick me up?
Yeah. See, this is the kind of service that we need to, you know, get out to our people. And again, I thank you for that, because this is something else that we did not know.
Well, it's about breaking down the barriers.
That's it, yeah.
Breaking down a barrier. Mm-hmm. And that's one, you know, you mentioned that. That's one of our vision.
Yes.
Breaking down these barriers and make it easier so we can access, you know, holistic services that helps you and I.
Yes, and all of us.
All of us.
That's why I like minds. We all like minded. One.
That's right.
One. I like what you said as an interpreter, because one of the barriers sometimes families don't want families to find out what is happening, but this is life. Yeah. So how can we break that barrier? That's something that our families...
That's a very hard question,
yes,
because it is personal.
Yes,
you know, you know, if someone doesn't want to know the condition that he or she has, then it's totally fine. But it's about, you know, it's about looking after yourself. If you want to get well, then you have to, you know, be open-minded, and share, you know, talk to your GP, talk to your family that you trust that you have cancer, so they can seek the right support for you.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, we do respect their wish, because at the same time, we have support, like you say, wellness support.
That's right.
You know, and the whole family can come together.
Yeah.
So there's something that we can help our people.
Mm.
It's all right. It's okay to talk about cancer.
Absolutely. That's, you know, it is okay to talk about your condition.
That's
And with some people, I know they've had, you know, really, really negative experiences with sharing their information. You know, it's very common in our people that, you know, you tell someone about your condition and that person goes out there and tell the whole world. I think that's another barrier.
Yes.
And that stops our people from, you know, coming out and talk about their issue.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you have that problem, go and talk to someone that you trust.
That's right. Which, that's where we come in as professionals.
Come and talk to me.
Yes.
Or Fali.
That's right.
Or someone that, you know, holds that information.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, we take confidentiality seriously, you know, Fali.
Yes.
Especially with the wellness support service that we offer. We do not share any information about other patients.
That's right.
Mm.
But they need to talk to us with trust.
Yes.
Understanding that, you know, they are safe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are protected.
And protected. At least this helped them to bring it out, you know, to get it out, because it's part of the healing, right?
It is. It is part of that healing process. You know, once that patient loses trust in the counselor, the psychologist, social worker that he or she works with, that's just going to make, you know, things worse for that particular patient. But, you know, Tamaki Health, it is about working together. It is about getting you, you know, better, getting you well.
Mm. Amen. Getting you well, well-being, maintain that well-being.
Absolutely.
Well, to our beautiful listeners, this show promotes the well-being of Pacific people, and each week you will hear guest speakers giving advice on health, education, employment, housing, and other support services. That's what Te Ama is all about, right? And so we thank you that our listeners, you're able now to find out exactly where Lorenzo Caesara is at right now, so you can follow him now. But he will be back in the studio to give you specifically what he may be promoting in that particular week or that particular day. And so you're going to be hearing him more often. And also he will make plans to who he'd like to bring in to promote exactly a particular topic. But, you know, you can't believe this has gone so fast. So I'd like to ask you to conclude, what would you like your audience to take away with them today from this? We could go on for another hour, but I'm sorry, the time, Palang, give us the time for, you know, just this 1 hour. So, yeah, what would you like your audience to take away from you today?
I think if it was to offer, you know, an encouragement to our people out there, our dear listeners, you know, take control of your health and take ownership. You know, take ownership of your health. It is important to look after yourself before you look after others. And, you know, just like me, I look after myself so I can look after my wife and my baby. So my message out there, my papas and mamas, brothers and sisters, you have to look after yourself first. Being holistic, look after your social well-being, your spiritual well-being, your cultural well-being, and your health, and your physical health. Can I also say, Fale?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Whaftaitere lava, Fale. Meitake ma'ata to you and your colleague. You two are doing an awesome job every week on Tuesday, encouraging and delivering health messages out there, making people aware. Thank you. Thank you so much for this great opportunity for Tamaki Health, Local Doctors, and Total Healthcare PHO. My dear listeners, if you want to talk to anyone from our organization, our contact number is 274-7823. Fituvalu luatolu. Lua fitufa, fituvalu luatolu. Faftaitele lava fale, ya te oelfaltua, molineia vano matango fie fa auro, ya umaua foineia uauna, tatou te fa asoa ilungole ea, ya wala vale lei, mona yo tatou tangata. Thank you so much, Fale. Thank you, Tema Pacifica and Planet FM 104.6.
Lastly, would you like to shout out to your wife and your child?
Can I please shout out to my beautiful wife, the best person I've ever known, and also my lovely, my princess, Malu Ifale Irene Christian Caesara. I love you.
Did I hear Fale?
Malu Ifale.
Malu Ifale, what a beautiful name.
Thank you, Fale.
Yes. Oh. And, well, to our beautiful listeners, you have been listening to Lorenzo Caesara, Community Liaison Manager at Tamaki Health Botany, which is now called Local Doctors. Local Doctors, and you will hear him again. You will hear his beautiful voice again on Tama Pacifica Health. And so for now, I would just like to say God bless you all, and thank you to you, Lorenzo, for making your time available. God bless you. Continue to do the good work.
God bless
and
you.
Also to bless you and Michelle. Bless you all. God bless.